this is why the inside of my brain and my mind is a shape of alcohol. So what it consists of is adding three lines, or you can say 2.5 lines, half to the scribble, so that becomes, it's rather than being recited in, so halves of a line is recited, five halves of a line, plus five halves, so we call it a quiz. So we add a few meanings to the meaning that we have already discussed, the meanings that we've already discussed. So for instance, he said, mindful of the sheikh in the States, or from the sheikh in the States, then hopefully, for his good pleasure, in fact, for his good pleasure, we see it in you. And ask him to pray for you, so that you can be grateful by him. And through that, you will attain that which you want from his blessing, and have a good opinion. And declare his sanctity. And everyone's coming, and I've said, Jum'ah is Jum'ah's day of Eid, and it's called the day of increase in paradise, and that is the day in which the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seen among the believers. So now, reading inshallah ta'ala some meanings from Kutal Qulub by the Sheikh Abu Talib al Makki. The example of the wicked scholars is that of a stone that's fallen at the mouth of a river. It doesn't drink water, it's an animal which can reach the farm. So that's the example of the wicked scholars. They didn't travel, or they didn't have wine, or they had less slaves travel to Montana. And the example, is that someone who sought prominence among the scholars, he tried to draw nearer to Allah through that which Allah hates. So he's here to put Allah in the heaven and the earth, and as I used to marry from Allah bin Sa'd, he used to say, one of you lives at a policeman that seeks a refuge from his state and hates him, and he looks at the learned man, or the learned man, who has been affectatious for people, and then you donate him. He said, this learned person is more deserving of your hatred than this policeman. And Abu Muhammad said, he said, don't make any worldly decision save by seeking the counsel of the learned. The outcome of this will praise you, and what is the outcome of this with Allah? He said, who are the learned, those who fear the hereafter, the people that refer to Allah of themselves, and who want Allah be pleased with them, said in his counsel. Take counsel in your affairs of those who fear Allah Ta'ala, and it's been narrated in Israel that the wise sage said, he wrote 360 scriptures about wisdom. He was described as having aphorism. He was called a sage, and Allah revealed to some, the prophet of his time, who said, so you fill the earth with hypocrisy, and you didn't desire to be in anything that you could not accept any of your hypocrisy. So he fell on his hands and he was sad. And then he walked among the common people in the markets and was humble. And then Allah revealed to the prophet of his time, now I am pleased with you. And some of the learned said, the people of knowledge are of two excludes knowledge from our own elect, as for the knowledge of the Word of God, the Word at home. Amen. He is the one who puts foot to my will and often prohibited, and knows all the companions. Amen. We should be prayed. He said, as for the God of the learned man of elect, he is the one who has knowledge of the divine oneness and mercies. Those are the people of those places of seclusion who keep to themselves. And one of the masses, knowledge more now, more in the past, and they said, knowledge in the past was more, and now talk is more. There's a difference between speech and talk. And they differentiated between knowledge and talk. And they used to say, so-and-so has knowledge, and they said, so-and-so talks. And they said, so-and-so's talked a lot. And they said, so-and-so had more. So-and-so talks more, and so-and-so has more knowledge. And so they answered, mercies is closer to silence than it is to speech. And some of the girls of law said, this knowledge is of two words. Half of it is silence, and half of it is knowing where to put it. And another said, half of it is experience, and half of it is reflection. Was asked, who is a learned man? Who is it? Someone who's learned. He said, the one who places knowledge in its proper context and given everything it's due. And some of the wise said, if knowledge is plentiful, speech is little. And I'm so few people have been able to have said, a so few would have an increase to knowledge. His earth became less. And some were sure to see it. I said, did you know any of them cost them? Someone said, there is not a time without a heart. He said, that's a lie. And I said, is there a heart without a time? And he said, yes, there may be. He said, I want a time without a heart is an affliction. And a heart without a time is a blessing. And he said, if there is a time without a heart, he said, that is. He said, that is money and oil and butter, really, Mary. That's something very, very good. One of them said, I said, Messenger, my work is best. He said, working with many things. And let your tongue remain moist with the victory of God. And he said, and one of the best companions of Messenger, he said, one, if you will forgive the sister, and if you forgive, he reminds you. And I said, and what are most companions? And he said, a companion, if you require, he doesn't remind you. And if you remember, he doesn't assist you. And what people have most knowledge? He said, those who have the most reverence or honor over God. And he said, and we form over of the best of us and how you keep his company. He said, those who, when you see them, are what I have to remember. And what people have most of us and your God. And he said, he said, oh, now, forgive. He said, if I was a messenger, he said, those who have knowledge, when they become correct. And I would also describe the learned people of the world as those who talk from opinion and caprice in overrule and economy of intellect. He spoke to his father from his grandfather. And he says, and his grandfather had one way of saying, the companion of the messenger, he said, I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to see the man, he said, I'm going to have a father. And he said, I guarantee that more people's foliage will dry up if they have tactile. And he said, the most ignorant people. This is true. it's teenage day.
Start elevation with the Lord, the Most High.
first thing that a learned person receives from his knowledge is that he seeks that which will suffer him from Allah Ta'ala, and then he goes after leadership with Allah Ta'ala. Some of the elect and the pious, he will allow himself to be, he will be beaten in order to accept the position as a charge and refuse. And he said, so then how do people hope for these, this occupation and compete for it now? And the believers used to be afraid of it and flee from it. In a time, he said unto me, they sought my father to be a judge, and he refused. And then they came to consensus and they disappointed most of them to him. Abu Ali Bashar, they asked him to tell it to Abu Muhammad and said, he said, if you find anyone who does it, you do it with a pious intention. And he cried intensely, and he continued to cry until Allah made a scholar come here to him, and then he took over the position as a judge. And he said, my father used to go along and cry on him until they converted this being in the position of a judge away from him. He said, they strive to. They didn't seek this knowledge. They used to try to benefit people as to him and his father also. They would keep people's belongings for safekeeping and almost like function like a correspondence between people who lived in other places and those who were here. They'd send letters and they'd send wealth to be distributed to their families, and then they'd go out to villages and do that. That was how they spent their time. However, he wasn't satisfied to be a judge. And then they tried to force him to be a man of Allah. To be a father, he said, I'm not deserving. He said, if I said I'm not deserving, if I speak the truth, then I'm not deserving. I don't have the aptitude. And if I lie, then I'm corrupt, so I don't deserve to be the judge. So we converted it from himself this way. Some of them was imprisoned, and they tried to force him to be a judge. Even when I said, I'm living off the top, whenever he put someone in a position of a magistrate, of a minister of a certain region, a governor of a certain region, he would try to refuse any member of the top and force them. He said, we can hardly train someone to send these souls that are not on elevation in the earth or corruption. He said, no. So let those fight for you, those who wish, and let those who compete for it compete. And everyone has known their drink. And in the morning, people will praise their nightly journey and enjoy the certain knowledge. In the time of Abu Hanifa, someone entered to the governor and said, how are you? How are the goods and how are the goods and the cows? He said, who's this person who doesn't deserve to be a judge? He said, Alhamdulillah. He said, the governor came and said, this is the responsibility. He said, there's no one who is placed with the responsibility for 300 people in this community who are not safely cursed. And his hands are chained to his neck. He's released or he perishes. He said, no governor dies. He cheated his subject, save that he would go down the fire. Or another narration that means Allah and his anger with him. Some of the wanted responsibility or something. He said, if someone would free me from being responsible for my own soul, I would ask to be relieved from this responsibility. He said, if someone would be responsible for myself, Only God will be responsible for someone else. Only those who have to accord the law are triumphant. Someone who ever believed or was just an acquittal, he is saved because it's all the difficult man alone, someone who's true and sincere will fulfill. And those who shall have shades under the shadows, the Lord will watch the shade and the Lord will shed. He said, from my father, the law is to show reverence to a great Muslim and a just ruler. They ran from these oppositions of governance and leadership over the various ages. The Prophet spoke to us about a Chaldean in Israel who lived for years and then came in and two disputing parties came. One of them sold a land to another and found victory and treasure in his land. And he tried to give it back. He said, I only want the rest of the land from you. He said, no, I sold you the land with what was in it, so I don't deserve this wealth. He said, I didn't buy the wealth. I didn't buy the money from you. I just bought the earth, the land. So then they raised this complaint to the judge. And he made a judge. This happened in Israel, and this also happened in Roma, and this happened in Shibam. People of history and shadow will say that there was a Bacchada in the city of Shabbat. It stayed 13 years and no criminal case was brought before them. He said, so nowadays, if there's a judge every year, someone will come. He said, so 14 years, he said, there's no disputes here. I mean, he was on the basis, judge. So they said, the Quran reconciled between them. So they didn't need you. He said, the one who pardons and reconciles his reward is for Allah. So they don't need a judge. He said, well, they're paying me from the Muslim public fund. It's not permissible. I'm not doing any cases. He said, this is an occupation. We must establish it. He said, the imam placed you in this position, and that money is lawful for us. He said, I will not go to the Quran and do that. He said, is there any position I can have? So then he kept it out every morning and remembered the law and wrote his books and reviewed it with Muhammad. At his time, his appointed law, his one shift, and he would see them read in the thick of the water out of haste. After 14 years, two people came. Salaam alaikum. He said, wa alaikum salaam. He said, we have a case. He said, a case. Okay. Welcome. He said, I'm looking for opportunity to judge a case. He said, all of these years, no one came. He said, okay, great. He said, made them sit equally. And looked at them the same, and he had all his sinners and all the kids that were afraid of being a judge. And then he made his complaint, I want from him his land. And then I excavated and I found some gold. And there were all symbols that I knew about which that it was pre-Islamic gold. So then I tried to give it back to the owner of the land, and I said, I'll make back the land, and this is your brother. He refused to take it. You were saved. You saved yourself, and then you threw it on the neck of the judge. He said, you want to give a trial to your judge. He said, where is the symbol? He made sure that the symbol was from the first time. He said, the ruling of the Islamic world is that first we have to take a fifth off it and give it as zakat. And then four fifths were paid. He said, do you have any children? He said, I have a son. How old is he? So-and-so. Do you have any children? Yes, I have a daughter. How old is she? So-and-so. Are they married? No. He said, okay, you take these four fists and make and have this son marry that your daughter and then spend and support them with it. He said this was the case. The country that was bombed in the country. He said that was in the training of the Quran, the religious training. In fact, he said nowadays, when you see if anybody saw him under flood treasure, not in a family, they consider that one of them. He said there are a group of seekers of knowledge, and those who are devoting themselves to knowledge and saluk and travel to Allah, benefiting those. He said there's a group of them. With everybody in the house, most of them were poor. They wouldn't be able to support themselves. So, that period of time, some gifts came and he had a hand, he ordered that these be distributed to them. This was silver. So, they distributed this. The next day, they said to someone, said, give me this one, this money. He said yes. And they said, were you happy about it? They said yes. Some of them had a debt and some of them had this. He said, you were really happy about this? Is he is this from Allah? He said, you would be happy with Allah's beneficence and mercy. Why are you happy in my life? He continued to instruct them in their very feelings and ascending to the highest stations. He said, what kind of people were those? He said, those were the effects of your prophet. That was the effect of the revelation that descended to him. And it changed me black as what remains. And as you, will this affect you? Or will it affect you? You didn't answer. He said, this is the effect of revelation, the effect of the Prophet and his instructions. And the Holy Prophet himself. He said to us, Master Allah, his wife said, we want some sweets, O leader of the faithful. We want some suggested sweets, bring us some sweets. He said, nowadays I don't have anything. And I only have enough to support us from the Muslim common fund, so it's not enough for some sweets. He said, wait until Allah brings something, gives us sweets or something, and we'll buy some sweets. A week, another week, more sweets. So then she skipped a little bit off his wage, gradually, and then what she needed to make. Oh, she bought some sweets. She said, where did you get this? He said, for your stipend, I took on the office at home, and Allah takes more from Muslim common fund than necessary. He said, we thought that that was suffice. He said, so that you give us this, and we're going to put it back in the Baytul, and next month we're going to decrease this amount from our stipend because now we know that this is excess. He said, so they continued to, like I said, if that suffices us, then we shouldn't take more. And there's no sweets down until the proper time of Allah be pleased with them. How much wealth was in the Muslim fund for all of those conquests at that time? It was full of how it would be done with his household network. He said, you heard what was conveyed from Venezuela that this person bought 360 books of wisdom, and he was called the wise. And the word of wisdom, and the prophets of Allah revealed to the prophet of wisdom, say to someone, so you fill the earth with hypocrisy, something of your hypocrisy. He told him, and then he went and kept him to himself, and left the people. And then he revealed that you've not, I'm not pleased with you, and then he went among the people, and was humble. And then he revealed and said, now I'm pleased with you. He said, discipline yourself. Be humble to me. Then you sit there writing and call yourself a worshiper of those people. He said, this is how it is. Somebody meets with people and humbled himself and lowered himself. Now he said, I'm pleased with you. May Allah be pleased with us. The pleasure afterwards, there is no displeasure in me. It was me and you said, but I'm not an for me to spend the night asleep and wake up regretful. It's more beloved to me that I spend the night worshiping and wake up proud. Now, what we saw the powers, the great, that spend the night in prayer and wake up in remorse. More remorse than the one who spent the night asleep. Those are them. They are the ones. ones of his nearness. They are the ones of his love. They are the ones of slavehood. To the lions of Argentina, the slaves of the Roman, those who walk humbly on earth, and if the ignorant speak to them, they say, peace. And those who scream in the night, prostrate and bowing to the Lord. He discussed the question of silence, and the French keep silence and silence. And if some knowledge that needs, he said, comprehending the difficult dispensation from Taqwa and a correct view, that is understanding. He said people should be cautious for himself and find dispensations for others. Knowledge allows us to know where is the door of dispensation and what is value, what is lawful, and what is appropriate. He said, it's like this. He said, if there's much knowledge, there's little speech. And if there's a lot of talk, there's little knowledge. And people are deluded by a lot of talk. Someone who has a deliberate sermon, they call it, they say it's knowledgeable. Someone hears someone raises his voice, and the common people say, oh, this person's knowledgeable, this is a great scholar. What knowledge did you have? He said, poor guy, maybe he only has two words and goes along to his mouth, but then they call him a great scholar, and they're deluded. Just as laymen are deceived by someone who makes some sort of paranormal phenomenon. He said, the palace has paranormal phenomenon. He said, even some of the people who are really firmly established never do those things. Someone implies Allah manifests work with one's hands without his choice. And also there's charlatans and liars and magicians who manifest paranormal phenomena. However, the common people inclined to follow someone who shows some paranormal phenomena. Boom, this is a good way. He said, it's silent like this. And you're going to call it the Dajjal way. He said, the Dajjal will come. And Satan will happen to read the sky to rain and to tell the earth to put foliage by the point of his hand. And then he'll say, this is the holy, and he'll say, this is my Lord, this is how sacred it is. Those who believe and they have used to have taqwa, and those who have the holy, the friends of Allah will fear upon the morning of grief. That is their way, their path, those who believed and used to have taqwa, strong faith and true taqwa, that is sacred. Al-Hanifa and Al-Shafi used to say, if the Jews who act on their knowledge are not the only Allah, then there is no only Allah. He said, if they're not the only Allah, then who is the only Allah? Those true learned and who have sincere backed upon their knowledge. He said, so there may be a time without a heart, and that's an affliction. And there may be a heart without a tongue, and that's a blessing. He said, a tongue with heart, that's rare. And that's like cream and honey, you can say, or butter and honey. He said, that's from the best of people, the choicest of people, the one who joins between the two. He said, Allah, Allah, Allah. The most wicked of people are the scholars, if they are corrupt. Just as the best of people are the knowledgeable, if they are pious. He said, the corrupt learned people are the worst affliction upon people. Said Ali described wicked scholars in his sermon. He described the learned people, real being learned people. He said, I guarantee that with taqwa, no one's farm will dry up. The most learned people to Allah is the one who took a couple questions of knowledge. And then they said, come on to people, you are the scholars. And then he's caused the discord. People like him, and the lonely people, they called him a He said, how much I long to see them. Those are the ones whom I lost my soul long for, cried them. He said, how much is my yearning to see my brothers. And then he said, I wished that we saw my brothers. Because he described them as his brothers because their hearts are like the hearts of prophets, and their attributes are like the attributes of the prophets. And he said, they are of 3 degrees, siddiqun, martyrs, and pious. And some of them, his heart is like the heart of Ibrahim. Some of them, his heart is like the heart of Musa, or Isa, or Muhammad, or Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And some of them, their heart is like Jibril and Mikael and Israfil. And this brotherhood occurs between two, and those who sit with each other who have a similarity in deeds and character. As Allah said, did you not see those who are hypocrites? They say to their brothers who disbelieve because they had similar attributes of hearts of keeping, of lying, disbelief. And he said that those who were wasteful were the brethren of devils, and they didn't have a physical brotherhood. However, they had a parentage that was similar because the devils were the sons of Iblis and Abed-Nehum. Because their hearts were similar. Their hearts were similar in their emotions and character and deeds. They didn't have a parentage that was the same. Someone who will find it in the hereafter, his mind is given guidance through the lights of his heart and his understanding through. He draws his understanding from his knowledge and his vision and his character. And this is from the means of his certitude and his strength. And his way and his path is the path of the Sunnah. So he's from his brothers and the brother of the prophets, who he longed to meet, who Allah's messenger longed to meet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those are the strangers among people. As he said, his life began strange and shall return to being strange. So blessed are the strangers. He said, who are the strangers? He said, they are people who are pious when people are, when others are corrupt. He said, those who are pious when people are corrupt. And in another phrase, they rectify that which people have ruined or corrupted of my sunnah. And those who give life when to that which people killed of my sunnah. Meaning that they manifest his way, which people have left and been ignorant of. Another tradition. Said the strangers are people who are few in number, who are pious among people who are wicked, who are many in number. Those who hate them are more than those who love them. Those are the strangers who Allah has favored by placing them in the company of the prophets in the highest of Iliyin. And he said, along with those who Allah has favored of the prophets to the end of, he's saying, and those who are excellent company, those are good company, and authority is to say, if you see a learned man who has a lot of friends, then know that you can say, impure. And if you see a man who is beloved to his brothers and praised by his neighbors, then know that he's a show-off. And he said that Allah described the learned people, wicked learned people, as consuming the world through their knowledge, and He described the learned people of the hereafter as having a khushu' and a detachment or indifference to the world. He said, and He said to Allah about the learned people of the world, when Allah took the covenant from those who had been given the book and commanded, saying, you must indeed clarify it to people, and you must not conceal it. And they cast it behind their backs and purchased with it a small, something of little value. And Allah said, describing the learned man of the hereafter, indeed, from the people of the book, is the one who believes in Allah, and that which was revealed to them, and the Bible said, will not protect us from humiliation and punishment, since someone wants to seek the world. If he wants bliss and pleasure from it, then he, in his endeavor, is seeking rest from the point of view he's looking for rest where he will find hardship, he's looking for joy where he will find sorrow. If he sees it in a permissible way and doesn't do anything forbidden, then this would be a cause of being taken to account later after he missed much good. Much good missed him. And if he disobeyed Allah and was not scrupulous, then it would be a burden upon him and make him have a weak outcome. And we see growth is really the one who sought it to fulfill an obligation to support family or to do something praiseworthy that no one else did, and the people of his time need. And those who he knows that if his aim is correct and he was sincere to Allah, then he is from those who are working for the world, working for the hereafter. And a sign of that is that his heart always makes thicker. And he doesn't miss congregational prayers, nor the opening of Allahu Akbar, nor standing in the night prayer, nor the Dua prayer, nor the Witr, nor the Tahiyya, nor fasting of every month. And that's a sign of his being true. He only sought it for the sake of his obligation. And to assist someone that's on the lines of kin, and this is for the workers of the hereafter, and they are few. They are forgiven for their effort. It's not that effort that they engage in, they're forgiven, and they're few or less slaves to Barakul Adam. And they have degrees, and Allah sees what they do. And what's clear is that the focus of your heart is on Allah and an aspiration to Allah and preparing to meet Him. He is going to ask us, will you must taste the sweetness of intimate address with Him in this world where they have to be meeting Him. And the gathering to the beloved is a path and a door to attain the sweetness of intimate address for the one who turns with a sincere aspiration and is true to Allah. Hopefully Allah will open for us the doors of these nights and day that Allah gave us to taste the sweetness of His intimate address and the coolness of His pardon. Indeed, He is the most generous of the Jews, the most merciful of the merciful, and from the blessed. From which we cause mercy to be rained down, and that someone return this gift is by sending plentiful blessings and peace upon the Prophet all the time, and particularly on Thursday night and Friday day. It's said in a tradition that is well authenticated, someone sends blessings upon me after Asr on the day of Jumu'ah 80 times, and I will forgive for him 80 your sins, and Allah forgive us and you. Someone who was a judge asked if he should stay in this position. He said if he has knowledge and certitude to fulfill his position and be just to the one who is oppressed and to stop being an oppressor and giving your rights to their owners, then you should be using fear of law and be true and sincere and patient for this great reward from heaven. This and a great station, if he has this quality in the state, if he knows that he doesn't have enough knowledge, or he doesn't have enough certitude, what will they protect him from taking bribes and inclining to the one who's not in the right position? Then he should save himself before the fire catches him. And he said, if Allah Ta'ala gave him knowledge and certitude, that for which he could be just and good, then he should persist in this. And he said, few people hit me. That if he has that position, he can occupy that position that few people who occupy it or deserve it. He said, someone who has any position, everything that the lower self inclined to, he said, there will be many dangers for a person if it was demanded from him on his own. And there's some benefit for the deen and for the people of the deen, and he saw in himself an ability to be wary of Allah in this, that he would be aided in this. He said, about leadership, if you seek it, you'll be forseeking to. And if you sought for it, you will be assisted in it. So something that people ask for, he said, if he was sought for a leadership position, he's wanting it. He assisted me when he was talking about that. Take us up on the hand and make your feet forward. And let us make this place reverberate with blessings upon the Prophet. We are expecting that it will be accepted and he'll send blessings upon us. And the door will be open for us and we'll taste the sweetness of addressing him and me, inshallah. And then they're doing so a lot on the Prophet's lesson. We're almost definitely going to find it on the Emirates station.